Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 14, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. Maharaj Pratapurita has just recited some of the Gopi Gita to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Rathyatra, was resting in ecstasy, and Maharaj Pratapurita massaged his feet. And Mahaprabhu was unlimitedly appreciative. Text 17. Prabhu vale, ke tumi kari lamorehita, achambita ase piao Krishna lilamrita. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Who are you? You've done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna." Raja kahe, ami tomara dasera anudas, brityeda brityo karya e moda asha. The king replied, "My lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants." Srila Prabhupada's purport. The greatest achievement for a devotee is to become a servant of the servants of the Lord. Actually, no one should desire to become the direct servant of the Lord. That is not a very good idea. When Prahlad Maharaj was offered a benediction by Nrisimhadev, Prahlad rejected all kinds of material benedictions, but he prayed to become the servant of the servants of the Lord. When Dhruva Maharaj was offered a benediction by Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, Dhruva could have asked for unlimited material opulence, but he simply asked for the benediction of becoming the servant of the servants of the Lord. Kolavechar Sridhar was a very poor man, but when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give him a benediction, he also prayed to the Lord to be allowed to remain a servant of the servants of the Lord. The conclusion is that being the servant of the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest benediction one can desire. Continuing. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tandre Aishwarya Dekaila Karya Nakabe E Nisheda Kurila. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulence to the king, and he forbade him to disclose this to anyone. Raja Hena Gyana Kabu Na Koila Prakash Antare Sakala Janena Bahire Udhas. Although within his heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening externally, he did not disclose it, nor did he disclose that he knew he was talking with King Prataparudra. Prataparudraera bhagya deki bhakta gana rajera prashamse sabe anandita-mane. Seeing the Lord's special mercy upon King Prataparudra, the devotees praised the king's good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. Purport. This is a characteristic of a Vaishnava. He is never envious if another devotee receives the mercy and strength of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A pure Vaishnava is very happy to see a person elevated in devotional service. Unfortunately, there are many so-called Vaishnavas who become envious to see someone actually recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is a fact that no one can preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message without receiving the special mercy of the Lord. This is known to every Vaishnava. Yet, there are some envious people who cannot tolerate the expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. They find fault with the preacher who has spread the movement and do not praise him for the excellent service he has rendered in fulfilling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Continuing. Dannavatsakare Raja Mahire Chalila. Yoda Hasta Kori Sava Bhakteda Vandila. Submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands and offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king went outside. After this, Maninath Roy brought all kinds of prasadam and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted lunch with the devotees. The king also sent a large quantity of prasadam through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, and Vaninath Roy. The prasadam sent by the king had been offered at the Balagandhi festival and included uncooked milk products and fruits. It was all of the finest quality, and there was no end to the variety. There were curd, fruit juice, coconut, mango, dried coconut, jackfruit, various kinds of bananas, and palm fruit seeds. There were also oranges, grapefruits, tangerines, almonds, dried fruit, raisins, and dates. There were hundreds of different types of sweetmeats, like Manohara Laddu, sweets like Amrita Gutika, and various types of condensed milk. There were also papaya and saravati, a type of orange, and also crushed squash. There were also regular cream, fried cream, and a type of puri made with cream. There were also the sweets known as Hari Balaba, and sweets made of cenote flowers, kapura flowers, and malati flowers. There were pomegranates, sweets made with black pepper, sweets made with fused sugar, and amrita jilapi. There were also lotus flower sugar, a kind of bread made from urd dal, crispy sweetmeats, sugar candy, fried rice sweets, sesame seed sweets, and cookies made from sesame seeds. There were also sugar candy sweetmeats formed into the shape of oranges, lemon, and mango trees, and arranged with fruits, flowers, and leaves. There were yogurt, milk, butter, buttermilk, fruit juice, a preparation made of fried yogurt and sugar candy, and salty mung dal sprouts with shredded ginger. There were also various types of pickles, lemon pickles, berry pickles, and so on. Indeed, I am not able to describe the variety of food offered to Lord Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada's purport summarizes here. In verses 26 to 34, the author describes the various foods offered to Lord Jagannath. He has described them as far as possible, but he finally admits his inability to describe them completely. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw half the garden filled with a variety of prasadam, he was very satisfied. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fully satisfied just to see how Lord Jagannath accepted all the food. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Vaishnava should be fully satisfied simply to see a variety of food offered to the deity of Jagannath or Radhakrishna. A Vaishnava should not hunger for a variety of food for his own sake. Rather, his satisfaction is in seeing various foods being offered to the deity. In his Guru Vastak, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Chatur Vidasvi Bhagavata Prasada Sadhana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan Kridvaiva Triptim Bhajata Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavata Prasadam, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master's duty, Prabhupada continues, is to engage his disciples in preparing varieties of nice foods to offer the deity. After being offered, this food is distributed as prasada to the devotees. These activities satisfy the spiritual master, although he himself does not eat or require such a variety of prasadam. By seeing to the offering and distribution of prasadam, he himself is encouraged in devotional service. Continuing. There then arrive 5 or 7 loads of plates made of the leaves of the Ketaki tree. Each man was supplied 10 of these plates, and in this way, the leaf dishes were distributed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the labor of all the kirtan chanters. Therefore, he was very eager to feed them very sumptuously. All the devotees sat down in lines, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to distribute the prasadam. Prabhu na koile kaha na kari bhojana sarup kosai tabe koila nivedana. But the devotees would not accept the prasadam until Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it. Srup Damodar informed the Lord of this. Srup Damodar said, "My Lord, please sit down to eat. No one will eat until you do." At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with his personal associates and had every one of them fed very sumptuously until they were fed to the necks. After finishing, the Lord washed his mouth and sat down. There was so much extra prasadam that it was distributed to thousands. Following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda, his personal servant, called for all the poor beggars who were unhappy due to their poverty and fed them sumptuously. Observing the beggars eating prasadam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Hari Bol and instructed them to chant the holy name. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In a song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur chants, Mitse mai arava se yatsa be se katsa habu dubu bhai. Jiva Krishna dasa e vishwas karle ta aradukkanai. O people, why are you being captivated by the waves of the ocean of nescience? If you would immediately accept Lord Sri Krishna as your eternal master, there would be no chance of being carried away by the waves of illusion. Then all your sufferings would stop. Krishna conducts the material world under the 3 modes of material nature, and consequently there are 3 platforms of life, higher, middle, and lower. On whatever platform one may be situated, one is tossed by the waves of material nature. Someone may be rich, someone may be middle class, and someone may be a poor beggar. It doesn't matter. As long as one is under the spell of the 3 modes of material nature, he must continue to experience these divisions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised the beggars to chant Hari Bol while taking prasadam. Chanting means accepting oneself as the eternal servant of Krishna. This is the only solution, regardless of social position. Everyone is suffering under the spell of Maya. Therefore, the best course is to learn how to get out of the clutches of Maya. How to do so is stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mam chayo vyabhacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One can overcome the spell of Maya and attain the transcendental platform by agreeing to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Devotional service begins with Shravanam Kirtanam. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the beggars to chant the Hare Krishna mantra for elevation to the transcendental position. On the transcendental platform, there is no distinction between the rich, the middle class, and the poor. Continuing, as soon as the beggars chanted the holy name Hari Bol, they were immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Godhead. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perform wonderful pastimes. Here's Srila Prabhupada's short purport. To feel the emotion of ecstatic love of God is to be on the transcendental platform. If one can keep himself in that transcendental position, he will surely return home back to Godhead. In the spiritual world, there are no higher, middle, or lower classes. This is confirmed in the Ishopanishad 7. Yasmin savani bhutani atma vibhud vijnanataha tatra ko maka shoka ekatvam anupashyataha. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? So the Jagannath Rath Yatra continues, and we shall hear more very soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.